So, there you are. Go ahead. Come in. Close the door. I don't think you'll want our neighbors to hear this. I honestly don't know what to say. I really don't. What's wrong? What's wrong, he asks. Wow. Fucking wow. I know what you told me. That tonight you were going out with your friends for a few drinks after work. I know you cleared it on our Google Calendar. I know that you checked in with me twice. Christ. I really don't understand why I put up with this. I work so hard for our relationship, and you just make me feel like I'm the only one. The problem is that obviously you forgot what tonight is. I honestly thought you were planning something special, that it was all just a trick of some kind, you know? I was going to come home and you would have, I don't know, prepared one of our favorite meals or taken me out, something, anything. But here you are, standing there, looking like such a lost little boy, all slack-jawed and empty-eyed. You really forgot, didn't you? I can't do this anymore. I can't have my heart broken like this. I don't ask for much. I really don't. I thought we were getting past things like this. Look, if you just want to break up with me, just say so. Just man up and come right out with it and use your fucking words and tell me. I don't even want to know her name. Just give whatever skank you're fucking the call. Let her know she's won. And you'll be needing a place to stay tonight, because I'm done. Stop. I don't want to hear it. Always doing what to you? I'm the one. How fucking dare you try to lay this on my lap? You're the one who always needs to be reminded. Really? Really? You want to go down that road, mister? Okay. Without looking at your phone, what's our official anniversary? Yeah, you better have it remembered by now. It only took you 3 years. Ugh, you keep saying that like it was okay to forget the first time. Okay. What about when's the anniversary for our first date? Yeah, you sputtered and stumbled on that one. Lucky fucking guess. What about the anniversary for the first time we said, I love you? The 5th, not the 7th, the 5th. Last question. When's our anniversary for when we first made love? Bingo. What do you mean that's not a thing? It is. And it was tonight, and... Oh, here we go. You know what? You keep telling me that I never give you enough space to do more, that I don't need to always remind you. I'm talking now, so if you'd be so kind as to shut up for once and let me say my piece, I'd greatly appreciate it. That I don't need to always remind you of important dates, to prepare things or pick up things or be thoughtful or to just to show me that you care as much about me as I do you, that you're just as invested in our relationship as I am. Relationships, great relationships, are hard work. And I put my all into this, don't I? Haven't I been a good woman to you? Haven't I been the best thing to happen to you? Your words, not mine. Remember? Remember when you first said that to me? The night when we made it official? when you deleted all those numbers from your phone, changed your Facebook status, updated your Twitter profile with that picture of us? You made those choices, not me. I barely had to suggest it, and you were so eager to cut out those conniving skanks from your life. I'm the one who's always cheered you on, who's always been there for you. I pushed for you to stand up for yourself at work, to go for those promotions, to get those raises. When have I ever complained about going to those work functions or parties or outings, even if we both knew I would be the only spouse there? Huh? How many times have I just dropped by to bring you lunch or dinner when you had to stay in late to catch up on reports and quarterlies? How many other people in your office can say that about their partners or spouses, huh? No one. No one else. And you know it. And you have your boys' nights, and I never complain. Never tag along. I never ask who you're with because I trust you. You're the one who insists on telling me who's going to be there and send those Snapchats of you and the boys to show me how much of a good time you're having. It's the courteous thing to do, the right thing to do. Have I ever insisted that you do these things? Have I? Some days I think you think I'm being overbearing. Overprotective. I can tell, you know. Like when you hesitate to pick up when I call to check in and ask how your day is going. Yes, there is a difference between picking up on the second ring and the fourth. Don't act like there isn't. You know there is. And I always make sure to call when you're not in meetings. You know what? If I was so fucking crazy, wouldn't I have a problem with you having women as friends? Huh? Well, okay, like one, and she is an ace. But if I really was this possessive bitch that you obviously think I am, that wouldn't be allowed, would it? Would it? Just because you never call me those things, say those things, doesn't mean you don't think it. I know you do. But you know what? It's not my problem anymore. Go ahead, call her up. Like I said, you can start packing your things. I don't know who she is. Whoever the fuck it is you're leaving me for. I sure hope you know her name at least. If you hate it when I accuse you of cheating on me, then maybe you should stop making me feel like you're cheating on me, huh? You ever thought of that? Okay, look. You never seem to understand just how attractive you are. Do you know how proud I am to walk by your side? The first time we walked arm in arm in public was to walk through the street with this wonderful man who's claimed me for his was one of the happiest moments of my life. And you just don't see it. The looks other women give us, wanting to be where I am, wanting to have your arm to loop with theirs, to be able to rest their head against your shoulder and look into your eyes and bask in your smile. Maybe you don't see it, but you still attract the wrong kind of girl. You always have, remember? Conniving, unappreciative, skanks, the kind that would tear you away from the best things in your life just to see you wallow on their level. Am I not good enough? I thought that you'd see, if I just worked hard enough, if I just showed you how much I adore you and loved you and would work so hard for you, you could see you're so worthy of it, of good things, of the best things in life, but no, no, I can't do this to myself anymore. I love you. I love you, and it hurts so much when you're so neglectful, so forgetful, so thoughtless. You always say that. With what time would you have to cheat on me? You know, it's kind of funny how you always tell me when you're arriving at work or leaving work, always home within a 5-minute span every day. I know you offered to put that tracking app in your phone, but what are you always trying to prove? No. Don't turn this back on me. I only suggest things. You're always the one to take the initiative, at least with things like that. I don't know. I'm not a cheater. I don't know how a cheater would think. Do you? You thought of ways to circumvent these things? You know what? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any more of your lies. Are you really? Who the fuck complains about their girlfriend draining their balls every fucking night? Who? Don't stand there and act like it's some big fucking chore for you to let me. We both have high sex drives. That's one of the things I've always loved about us. And I can barely keep my hands off of you. Even now when I was so prepared to just let you go. If you don't want me anymore, I was. But I was looking forward to tonight, to whatever surprise you had for me. I was going to give you such a reward for being the best lover I've ever had. The only lover that's made me feel so good. Has ever made me come so hard, so often. I called you out of work, you know. Well, I sent a work email. I mean, to your boss. Don't worry, I checked your work schedule and made sure you didn't have any projects coming up, and I was gonna take extra good care of you tonight. You're really gonna ask me how I got your login information right now? This is what you're fixating on? See, this is what I'm talking about. I go the extra mile, and you can't accept how lucky you are to have a girlfriend like me who'd do these things for her man. Did that skank drain you already? Is that it? Is that why you're trying to make excuses? Trying to change the subject? Prove it. Take out your cock. Take out your cock right now, or go upstairs and start packing. Okay. Now you're being reasonable. I'm gonna smell you now. And I swear, if I smell some skank's pussy on you, when you leave here, it won't be with this waste of a beautiful cock. Just you. Your delicious scent. Our soap and your wonderful, intoxicating musk. But I have to taste now, just to make sure. You might have taken some soap with you to clean up in that skank sink, after all. Joking. There is my man. There's his beautiful cock. All mine. Mine to suck. Mine to stroke. Mine to make feel so, so good. I know how much you love it when I cup your balls, baby. Just like this. I know how much you like it when my fingers graze against your taint. As I take you into the back of my throat. You taste so good, baby. You know how much I love your taste. I'm still mad at you. You still have to make it up to me. You know that, right? For forgetting this anniversary? For forgetting the night I You're made for me, baby. And I'm made for you. Our bodies are perfect for each other. And when you entered me that night, how I felt your cock stretch me open, and I felt you moan against me as you wrapped me in your arms and told me you loved the way my tight little pussy clenched down on you. I knew right then. I felt like a virgin again. Like there had never been anyone before you, and now there will only be you. Only your cock. This is why tonight was so special for me. Don't complain when I smack your cock. It deserves it. You deserve it. Now tell me, how are you going to make it up to me? Obviously, you're going to fuck me. You're going to fuck me until I can't walk properly for a week. You're going to show me how much work you're willing to put in for us. Though, I mean, may I make a suggestion? Just a suggestion. I think you might really like it if over the next couple of days, every time you come, it's going to be balls deep inside of my tight little pussy. You're going to make sure that when you're not inside of me, I'll be leaking your sticky seed into my panties and down my thighs. I think that would be a good way to do it. What do you think? Yeah, I think that is a good idea. I mean, only if you do. But first, you're getting on the floor. I'm going to ride your face until I come all over it. Go on. Take off your clothes. Do you really think I care if anyone looks inside the window to see us? Let them. Let them see how you take care of your woman. Let them see how much my man makes me happy. Let them fucking hear it. Yes, baby. Right here, on the rug. I'm gonna straddle you like this, facing away from that gorgeous cock, because I don't want to be distracted. You know how I can get when I ride you in reverse. Look up at my pussy. Look how wet I am for you. I'm always, always, always wet for you. You know that. You know how much I always need you. Stick your tongue out. Like a good boy. That's it. That's right. You know how to please me like no one else. Like no one else ever had or ever will. Grab my hips, yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. I kept touching myself all day. I know I sent a few pictures. More than usual, but I kept myself from coming. And tried. Failed twice. It's your fault for making me this horny. Your fault. I kept thinking about you, about that night. No one else can make me come like you do. No one. I love looking down at you. into your eyes. Just like this. Just like this. And you love looking up at me. Looking up at your entire world. You'll do anything for me, wouldn't you? Come on. This is what I need from you. Right now. I'm gonna go right up to the door. And I'm gonna place my forearms against the door and arch my back just how you like it. Ass up, head down, my cunt wet, glistening, ready. And you're gonna take that rock hard cock and you're gonna fuck me so hard the neighbors are gonna think we're trying to tear it down, and you're gonna show me how much you need me. Can you do that for me, baby? Can you claim me with that perfect cock of yours? Remind me whose pussy this is. Oh, yes. Hold on to my hips. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're in so deep. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck me. Around you, my legs as you fuck me against the door. I need you to come like this and claim me like this. Please, baby, please. I need this. I need you. I need your cock. I need your cock. I'm feeling you. Fill me. Fill me up. Fuck me. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Not one fucking stroke. Not one fucking drop. Fill my tight little pussy. Fill my fucking womb. You drive me crazy, baby. You know that? So fucking crazy. One day, I'm gonna forget to take the pill. I'm gonna have you come in me, just like what you're doing tonight. Tomorrow, over and over and over, over again. I'll use my hungry cunt like a cum dumpster. All those hot, sticky ropes splashing against my walls. Fill it, overflow it. You're gonna breed me, and you won't even know it, until my stomach is swollen with your seed, and my tits aching with milk. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how much I'd glow carrying your baby? Can you imagine all of those fucking skanks would stare at us? I'm jealous. Fuck. Longing for you, but knowing they can never, ever fucking have you. Not ever again. Maybe I did forget today. Maybe I've been so fucking horny that it just slipped my mind. You're getting so close. I can feel you pulse. Feel it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my. Oh, my God. That's a good start to making things up to me. Like a good boy. Yes. I love you. I love you so much. And I'm willing, always willing, to do whatever it takes to show you how much I love you. Including forgiving you. Always. I know, baby, I know. I know how sorry you are. It's okay. It's okay. I've got you. I've always got you. Always.